Hello, my name is Martin Cornell. This is for Chapter 8, Lesson 5, Proving Triangle Similarity. Triangle Similarity by SSS, side, and side, angle side, SAS. The essential question is, what are the two ways to use corresponding sides of two triangles to determine that the triangles are similar? So when using the SSS similarity theorem, which triangles are similar to triangle A, B, and C? So triangle ABC, side AB has a length of 8, side BC has a length of 12, and triangle CA has a length of 16. And then there are two other triangles, DEF and DHJ. And so for triangle DEF, DE has a length of 6, EF has a length of 9, and FD has a length of 12. And then for a triangle GHJ, GH has a length of 8, HJ has a length of 10, and JG has a length of 16. So the way that you can find it is by writing them into fractions by which sides are similar or what you think are similar. So since side AB and side DE, they're both the smallest numbers, so then you can write that as 6, or actually you can start off with the biggest numbers. So AC has a side of 16 and DF has a side of 12, so then you can write it 16 over 12, which simplifies to 4 over 3. And there's also 8 over 6 or not trying a side AB has a side length of 8, and the other smallest number is 6 on DE, which can be simplified, which will be 8 over 6, which equals 4 over 3. And then for the second of the middle numbers, there is BC has a side of 12, and EF has a side of 9. So that'll be 12 over 9, which equals 4 over 3. So all of them have a length of 4 over 3, and that's all the sides. But you still want to check the other triangle to see if you made an error. So the biggest number in triangle JHG, there is JG with the length of 16, and there is AC with the length of 16. So you've 16 over 16, which can be simplified to 1. And then there's also the smallest numbers, which is AB, 8, and H or GH, which is 8, which can be simplified to 1. And then the second greatest number, which is for BC, is 12, and for HJ, which is 10. So 12 over 10, which can be simplified to 6 over 5. Since they are all not a side of 1 or length of 1, they are not similar to each other because of side BC and side HJ. So triangle DEF is similar to triangle ABC. So using the SSS similarity theorem, find the value of x that makes triangle ABC congruent to triangle DEF. So for both triangles, they both have a variable, which is x minus 1, and then 3 times x plus 1. So you're going to have to cross multiply since you have to get the x to find the value of x. And the best way to find it can be by either finding x minus 1 or 3 times x plus 1. So x minus 1 will most likely be the most simplest one that you can do. So then that would be BC and EF are both similar. So you can write that as a fraction as 18 over x minus 1. The order doesn't matter. It can be x minus 1 over 18. And then it's equal to side 12 over 4. Or it can also be, it can be 3 times x plus 1 over 8. But since you're multiplying two variables, they're gonna be squared, so it's gonna be taking a much longer time to solve it. So it'll be much easier if you just did 12 over 4. So it's gonna be 18 over x minus 1 is equal to 12 over 4, which can be simple, which will be 72 equals 12 times x minus 1. Then you can distribute first. So it'll be 72 equals 12x minus 12. then get 12 from the whole number 12 without the variable to the other side. So add 12 to both sides. Then you will get 84. Equals 12x, and then get the 12 by itself, so then you would get 84 divided by 12, 84 divided by 12, which is 7. So x equals 7, and then you can substitute the 7 to both triangles to see if you are correct. Or substitute x for the, I mean 7 for the variables and the two triangles to see if you are correct. And yeah, so side angle side similarity theorem. So for this, it is going to be, you have to find an angle between two sides, which will, for triangle x is the XYZ and triangle MNP. Okay, so given information is side ZX is 6, angle X is 23, and side XY is 7, and then for PM, the side is 3, the angle M is 23, and side MN is 3.5. And so you can just find the sides first because you already know that angle X is congruent to angle M because they're both 23, no matter the size of the shape, it's going to be 23 always. And then half of 6 is 3 and half of 7 is 3.5. So those are two, there's a scale factor kind of 1.5. And yeah, that's the side angle side similarity theorem. Thank you.